Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, we are continuing our interview with Francis from Carried to Full Term. In case you didn't hear last week, you can go onto our website, yourper.com. Go to resources at the top and select Community Matters. You can re-listen to the previous show. Unless you're driving, you're going to have to listen to this one first. But both shows are going to have some pretty good stuff in them. So I'm excited for everyone to be able to hear the conclusion of this one. And you kind of get to hear a lot more about her heart for this ministry and why she does what she does. So without further ado, let's continue the interview. You know, it's so interesting how how that story does affect you, because I've noticed that a lot of the ministries that I interview, you know, a lot of it is just, you just need to be able to open your heart to these people who don't really know what that feels like. And maybe they do, and they just haven't experienced that in a long time, or this is the right moment for just someone to be able to say, hey, let me just show you love.
Just show you love. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about this mom, too. So she asked if she could go to church with me one Sunday. And so I said yes, and she sat with me at church. And we had just one song during the worship. We got through that. And then the second song, she just, like, placed her head on my shoulder. But she left her head there the entire service. And so, you know, I didn't know what she was doing, but I didn't shrug her off either. I just left. And then when we stood up to do the end, we all stood up together, and my entire sleeve was wet. She cried the whole time.
Aww.
And I just gave her a hug after the service. We really didn't talk about it at all, because I didn't know what to say. I just, maybe all I needed to do was just to have her rest her head on my shoulder. So we were, during one of our affirmation sessions the following week, this same mom, very, I mean, you don't even have to ask her. She shares a lot. We have to say, wait, it's not your turn. she said, I don't know what happens to me when I go to this church, but all I do is cry, and I don't know how to stop it. So we let her talk, and then I said, well, you know, the Holy Spirit moves, and at some point, you know, you're going to have to give a response. And she's like, what is the Holy Spirit? And so we had to, not every woman in the house grew up in church, or we can't make the assumption. So we have to, well, start at a very easy level, talking about who God is, what the Holy Spirit indwelling looks like. And so I didn't know this, and I'm telling you because now I've changed that. And I said, well, the Holy Spirit dwells in you and he requires a response. And she's like, the Holy Spirit is in me. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, in me? I was like, well, yeah. She's like, ew, that is so gross. And I'm like, oh, not like that, not like that. So we went back to the drawing board, and we were like, it's a response within your spirit of the power of God, who God is, and how he values you, the individual. And that looks different for every individual. We can't, you know, give blanket experience for what that's going to look like. So I can't tell her how to respond the way I would. But it's like whatever is being shared within your being in that moment, your response to that is what the Holy Spirit communication with you, the individual, is. And she's like, oh, okay, that's better. But when I said he dwells in you, she's like, that is so gross. And I tell this story all the time because we don't necessarily come in and we say, God is this and God. We don't do that because the conversations are too difficult to process. But we are present.
Yeah.
And we are available to talk, to listen, to love on, to cry with. There's a lot of crying, by the way. There's crying because it's sad. There's crying because it's kind of sad. And there's crying because it's amazing. So the way your system responds to it is like, oh, my gosh, it's so much, so gorgeous. So you cry. Well, I cry. We all cry. And and so, you know, it's just we have to take the time to say we're here. We're flesh. Well, we don't say we're God in the flesh, but they ask, why do you do that? What do you want from me? Who's paying you? We get that all the time.
Who's paying you?
Yeah, who's paying you? Is somebody paying you to love me? So we get that all the time. And we're like, no. So sometimes the question is so surprising that someone would think that as a volunteer, you're here to be paid to love someone, whereas you're being loved just because you are.
Yeah.
It's a very, very hard thing to process. And so You know, then we get to share that we are loved unconditionally. And then that opens up a whole other can of, what do you mean unconditionally? Like, who is this God and where was he? Why can't, you know? And so so we have to have definitely an in tune and wise conversation, because it opens up a lot of other things. So that's why we lead with action.
Yeah.
And when the opportunity presents itself, we get to share the gospel.
Yeah. And I love that. You know, I heard in a movie a long time ago that, you know, it was somebody kind of working through just everything. And he was thinking of, you know, if God, he was talking to a pastor, and he was like, if God's really real,
yeah,
and, you know, how come he lets all these bad things happen? And the pastor looked at him, and the guy's a cop. And he said, maybe because God created people like you to stop it. And so I love it when people have that heart of just like, you know, we're here to, God put us here to help pull you out and to minister to you. And one thing that you had mentioned earlier was about how sometimes pastors can refer, you know, women to you guys. Mm-hmm. And so what are, and for any pastors that are listening right now, what are some ways that their church can become directly involved with you guys to help build you guys up and support you?
Well, this is going to be a lengthy answer, Josh.
It's okay. So, it's okay.
For a variety of reasons. Pastors don't know that a ministry like Carry to Full Term exists. So crisis pregnancy, yes, pastors seem to be more aware of those. But ministries that'll take on the individual and commit to transformational changes of the entire individual, physical, mental, and spiritual being, pastors are not aware. So one of the things that we do is educate pastors of our presence. And two, when I first started, of course, you know, my mind is analytical. I'm intel or comedic, I guess. I'm a closet comedian. I reached out to several pastors because I, you know, being a Christ-centered ministry, I didn't necessarily know when I say that, my personal walk with God is not compartmentalized. It's whole. So I don't like, I'm with God today, I'm with whatever tomorrow. That's not saying I don't make a lot of mistakes, because I mean, I think I'm a cesspool of mistakes. But the thing is, I'm not pretending to come from a position of perfection at all. And so when I started Carry to Full Term, I realized, oh my gosh, there's a lot I don't know about faith and Christianity and how to respond to it, because everyone who came said they were Christians, but some really awful things started happening. And I was like, I need to speak to a pastor because I need to know how they respond to their congregation, because I am presuming that pastors get it on a daily basis. So like, how do you respond in a healthy way where you are informing and educating and loving people? So those are some of the ways pastors could be a minister to us. Because we are dealing with each other. We're people. We're imperfect beings. We put each other on pedestals, and then we cast judgments as to what the person on this pedestal should look like and how they should act and be. And when you don't meet those standards, harsh judgments are applied. But we're just regular people. And so I reach out to pastors because I believe they get it on a more consistent basis as opposed to the average person. But I also invite pastors to reach out to us because we have a board of directors, and we are always open to have pastors lead and to provide support and spiritual guidance on our board, the level of our board of directors and oversight. Another thing that I've asked, we've had a pastor come, and he's done Church on the Lawn. Like literally brought his church, instruments and everything.
Oh, wow.
And they did Church on the Lawn. I mean, it was the most incredible experience. I didn't think about it. The pastor brought it up. Huh. And he did it. And his church came and we did Church on the Lawn. And guess what we did after? We ate on the lawn. It was so cool. Like the tables converted into like meal tables. It was so Jesus-esque. Like disciples, you know, like the way they did it. They met where you were and they celebrated and worshiped there and then feasted. It was amazing. Like we were like literally in Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, you name it. We were there. It was that sense. So we have pastors who could come in and do that. But we also asked the church to to help us with funding, to invite us to speak, to share about Carry the Full Term, to mobilize your members to become missionaries. I attend Chapel Springs Church, and our pastor is so very good at encouraging that congregation to be local missionaries. Yes, there are missionaries all over the world that, you know, go in, but right in our community, we could serve. And so we have giant baby bottles, not the little ones. We have like Jesus baby, Jesus-sized baby bottles. And so we asked the church to fill a giant baby bottles with as much cash as you can and just make a donation to us. It'll probably take the whole deacon board to carry it. But it's a wonderful way of getting the congregation to say, you know what, whatever you give, I'm going to give you a quick story. We had this couple. They were giving $20 a month. Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to cry. And we got a letter in the mail recently, and they've retired, and then they're on a restricted budget. I don't know what you call that. And they're like, we can't continue giving the monthly amount because we don't have money coming in. And I was in the car when I read, and I just sobbed. Like, that letter was like the biggest gift they've ever given us. So there are people, and I say that to say, oh my gosh, tissue. So I say all that to say, it within the church, whatever the allotment it is that they've earned, children are so outside the boundaries of what adults operate within. You tell a little child about the story of a baby that's being born and they don't have a place to live, but because of Carry the Full Term, they have a place where they're now able to call their own that's not a car, or not the street, or not the woods, or not somebody's couch. If we get the pastors to impart this kind of wisdom to their congregation and to families, and when I say families, I'm saying little children, because when they come to say, I'm going to give you a quarter because that's from my allowance, they've given us like $1 million. They've given this baby an opportunity to be in this house where, you know, we have moms say, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for Carry the Full Term. I don't know where my child would be. And then the conversation can't go any further because they break down into sobs. So pastors could mobilize their congregation to support us financially. And you know what? I've just given a few ideas, but the church is loaded with creative people. You share that, all of a sudden you'll probably have the creative department, that probably section that sits in one section at the church, meet the pastor. He's probably going to have to say, make an appointment, you know, because they will come up with amazing ideas on how to serve. We had a women's group. They made handmade Mother's Day cards.
Aww.
For each mother in that house, and they put a gift card in it. And ribboned, and they put a journal, and every journal had a verse about who God says that mother is and what his plans for her. On every journal, on the cover of every journal, had a verse about her being, and they gave that to the moms as a gift. I was nothing after that. Josh, I don't cry. I do cry all the time. So those are just some of the ways I've shared. You know, you could stuff a giant baby bottle. You could mobilize your congregation to become donors or monthly partners or volunteers or babysitters or mentors. Like I said, it's very traumatic, the things that the mothers experience. But what I want to actually share right now in this moment, what the church could also do is mobilize couples to become mentors. So most of the volunteers at the house are women. And most of the moms, they've never experienced healthy relationships. And when I say that, I always caveat it. We don't care if your relationship is perfect because we know it's not. None of that exists in this phase of life. But you if you are committed to making your marriage work, and you're committed to being in a relationship where you work on loving your spouse, sign up to become a mentor. Because these mothers have never experienced, one, the presence of a father their entire life, and two, unconditional love of a man. And I'm going to share this with your audience, Josh, and I'm sorry if it's going to be a little gut-wrenching, but a lot of the moms we take in have to work for their spot in the relationship. Mm. Like, they have to work to be the number one girl. And so you have a husband and wife mentor that come in and they're like, we're going to model healthy, present, attentive love to you. You don't need to work to get our attention. Some of these moms don't know what it's like to not work for love. So pastors could mobilize their congregation to support us financially, to have us come speak to the congregation and share, and just to have us come educate their pastoral staff and have their couples sign up to be couple mentors to change a life. Mm. And the babies in the house only know us adults as their best friends. We need them to go to preschool. They need to learn. But there's so much security in the fact that, oh, Miss Franny's coming. I think I'm a human playground to all the babies. So they're like, the human playground is here. But there's security and safety in that love. So that's what all our moms and babies are getting at Carrie to Full Term.
Yeah. So, and you have just given plenty of ways for, I mean, not just church congregations and pastors, but like our listeners to be able to get involved. So where can they go to find all that information and then more of how they can get involved with you guys?
Well, Josh, isn't that the best question of the day?
Yeah.
Go please visit carriedtofullterm.org and I will spell it. Carried, which is the past tense of carry. So carried, C-A-R-R-I-E-D. T-O, F as in Frank, U-L-L, T as in Tom, E-R-M, carried to full term, all one word, .org. It's a org, not com. Carried to full term .org. There you could sign up to become a volunteer. You could also sign up to become a monthly donor. You could sign up for the 5K. And if you need additional information, you could give our office a call at 571-261-2838. The last four digits spell CTFT, which is carry to full term. So the number again is 571-261-2838.
All right. And I got one last question for you. So, and I mean, I have been blown away with how much passion you have for these moms in this ministry, but you know, I love to ask this question because it really gives you the chance to, I mean, you've been speaking to the listeners, but speak directly to them in this moment of when you think about what it is that you do with Carried to Full Term, why does it mean so much to you?
My gosh, Josh, I already gave me one tissue. I need the box now. I have a heart for people. God has given me a gift for humanity, for the individuals, from the baby in the womb. And at one point, I thought I had to choose which population group I had to serve. And God has revealed to me that I am here to serve humanity. So from the baby in the womb to the senior citizen and all the stages and phases in between, I have a passion to serve. I have a passion to be there for the women who are hurting. Women carry unimaginable burdens. And they carry it in fear and isolation and sorrow, a fear of being judged, a fear of not feeling connected. And so I have a passion for the unborn where I've seen the birthing process. I'm a mother of four, but I've never seen me give birth. I just didn't have the opportunity. And my prayer used to be to God, please allow me to witness the miracle of birth. And Josh, the first time, so we go into the delivery room with a lot of our moms because they don't have family members. And I was there and God gave me the insight to see what we call labor. I don't call it labor anymore. I call it a baby fighting, working to be present, to count. That baby is fighting with every ounce of power it has to take a breath and to come face to face with the human that carried it in this little safe space for the time that God said, I formed you in that space, in that secret place. There's nothing about you that's an accident. There's nothing about you that's unplanned. There's nothing about you that's a mistake. There's nothing about you that's willy-nilly. God said, I knew everything about you, the very fibers, the little sinews, the little cells. He put them all in that place. And any mother who has a child with any kind of word, the thing that we use as a word as a deformity, It's not an accident. God uses everything. Creation speaks to the testimony of God. So every human being speaks to the testimony. And I have a passion for that. I have a passion for women who are experiencing infertility and feeling abandoned by God and humanity. And the contrast is we have moms that come in and some of them don't want their babies and they get pregnant very easily. And there are women who are in pain and anguish and longing to be mothers. And then you contrast that with someone who act and throw away babies. They're not abandoned. And their sorrow is not randomly in the air. They're all captured in God's palm. And I carry the heart for the sorrow that those women are carrying. Women who are being abused by people God assigned to be their protector. I am very passionate and I'm an outspoken advocate. But for women who are now, who have survived all of that and are longing for an outlet, a safe space, I'm here through actually, thank you for allowing me to speak to this, Josh. Awakening the Warriors is a movement, a platform that I just started, and it literally is for women to recognize and come face to face with the pain of the past and not run from it. Face it, own it, grieve through what was lost and become empowered by it, and to not walk in shame and disgrace of decisions that someone imposed on them. And even if that decision was theirs, we are not called to be judged, but we're called to love, empower, and embrace. So through Awakening the Warriors, it's how I get to express my desire to empower. But my children, when they were little, we would go to the nursing home and we would adopt a senior. And we would specifically ask for a senior that with no family members or family didn't visit. And we would adopt that individual. So, and then I'm from the Caribbean. So my grandparents, my family would take turns going to care for them. And in the months and weeks we spent taking care of our grandparents, our ailing grandparents, God just even concentrated my passion for the seniors even more. The wisdom, the love, the need to be relevant and counted and embraced and utilized. Oh, seniors, we will have senior volunteers in a minute, because I remember a senior saying to me, I retired and I'm in that state of life where no one wants to use me anymore. So thank you for allowing me to serve here, because I could use my brain again. Mm. I could use my skills again. So I do have a passion for people. So that's where that comes from. And my mom modeled it to me when I was a little girl. My grandparents modeled that service and serving our communities to me when I was a little girl. And I've, not even knowing that that's what I was carrying on, have imparted to my children, and we've walked it out. But that's speaking to the individual. If you so have, if you're experiencing any kind of trauma and pain and need a safe space to release, you could visit the awakeningthewarrior.com website, but you could always reach out to us at Carry to Full Term. If you know of someone who's pregnant and is considering termination, there are crisis pregnancy centers all throughout the area, CareNet. There's actually a maternity home here who have the director, she has been my mentor in Fredericksburg. That's Kathleen Wilson with the Mary Shelter. Mm. She has walked me through this and she continues to walk me through this. And this is just a testimony to the power of women working together. And what does community get when you have a woman that's empowered? You get a better wife. You get a better mother. You get a woman who better understands who she is. You get a better volunteer. You get a better community leader. You get a better worker at the church. We all benefit when we acknowledge and become safe for each other. And that's my long answer, Josh, and that's not even all of it. But that's my long answer for the passion that I have for the work that I do, because I am committed to serving humanity.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of a better way to end the show. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Josh. This is so much fun. I am totally just going to come here and hang out and be your, what do you call it, your runner.
Yeah.
Because this space is so cool, guys. I will probably take a picture and try to share with you to try to capture all that's going on in here. But this radio station, my children grew up listening to it. They know all the jingles. They know which songs are going to come on next before they're even announced. And it always creates a memory here in Fredericksburg because my mom lives up the street. And she always has this radio station on, and the kids are like, oh, that song used to be on grandma's radio. So my oldest is Tyler, my daughter. She's 21, and we have three boys following. We have Ryan, Micah, and Kendall. So when you hear them tell the stories, it's like it's taking them back to like when they were 4 and 5 years old, listening to this radio station at my mom's when we did live at my mom's for a while. But yeah, keep on doing the great work that you do here. You're changing lives, the stories, the songs. Oh my gosh, we were just coming down here. It was by Mosaic. How beautiful. I was crying the whole time.
Aw.
Yes, so you guys are playing wonderful music and you're building up people because you don't know what people... We get to get a little glimpse of what some people go through throughout the day and it's devastating. So you're doing a great job.
Well, as she said, you can go to carriedtofullterm.org. You can find out all about how you can get involved. If you know somebody who might be able to, you know, this would be a good help for them, go ahead and reach out to them. Or if you just want to be able to help them out and see what you can do, then this would be a good place to go to. So go online and check them out. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com. Select resources at the top, and Community Matters will appear, and you'll just click on that, and it'll be the first show there. You can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend, catch up on parts you missed, and I'll also include the link for Carried to Full Term there as well. So yeah, go online, check it out, and find out all you can. And I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.